A white Christmas is not comfortable, but it brings some simple joys. Beauty, a house full of effervescent teenagers, the joy of sledging down the road, passing on my way with Schadenfreude, some poor geezer in a giant Merc trying to drive it forwards and finding his trusty steed will only go sideways. Large Mercedes are like that, I'm told. Yet another reason not to pop out and get one for Christmas. Not that anyone's popping anywhere right now. When you look up close, beyond the bleeding obvious, simple whiteout covers but also reveals amazing complexity. Handling complexity calls for an open mind, imagination, some suspension of disbelief. Hear the word of H.L. Mencken, sage of Baltimore. For every complex problem, there is a solution that is simple, neat, and wrong. Why do we do it? Some blame William of Ockham, the 14th century friar. His radical nominalism was perfectly simple. We should not multiply entities beyond necessity. Why complicate things? The best way must always be the most direct. But is it in fact the only way? It wasn't for Friar William. He thought everything that existed was less real than God. It was God who was reality. Leave reality to God, and you're free to boil everything else down to your heart's content. Now when, unlike William of Ockham, I was a teenage atheist, everything was merely something simpler. My big dogmatic axiom was that God wasn't real, but everything else was more real, especially stuff you could see and feel and account for in simple terms. I remember initiating a blazing row at home about the Christmas story. This was before I discovered there were various Christmas stories in the Bible. Another bit of complexity I didn't know at the time. It was easier, as a teenage rebel, to rubbish all religion than to realise that, like good sex and bad sex, good politics, bad politics, there might be various shades of religion, some better than others. Just stuff the lot of them, I thought. 13 isn't an easy age to understand that God is the question, not the answer. So you just treat him as something out there that doesn't exist. Seems silly now, but it felt so bloody clever at the time. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, 13. In the end, my comfy, materialistic fairyland succumbed to various powerful complexities. Poems, works of art, language, even maths. All you could prove about the axioms of logic is that they cannot be proved to be consistent. But above all, I discovered complexity and paradox through the art and craft of history. I thought history was all about simple truth. It was, but simple truth came in various shapes and flavours and colours. They were grounded in things going on deep beneath the surface. Far from being a procession of absolute facts, real history articulated human perceptions, feelings and judgments to make its skeleton of surprisingly provisional facts stand up. It was about restoring to people long dead the freedom that once they had to be themselves. Christmas brings time to think, to explore inner space in community, complex flavours working together, music, symbolism, new hope, revolution by tradition. These are the nursery slopes of God made man. Enjoy.